The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy. When I joined the Department of Justice in 1984 as a very young special assistant to William French Smith, there was this hotshot deputy assistant attorney general for the criminal division that everyone said, don't get an argument with Vicky Tensing. And I never did. I just stayed along the wall when she would come and brief the AG. And so she has become, of course, one of the country's best known white collar defense lawyers, along with her husband, Joe DeGeneva, in the firm of DeGeneva Tensing LLP, one of the best white collar defense lawyers and constitutional law experts. She wrote 10 days ago about the president's vulnerability or not to being indicted and subpoenaed. She joins me to talk about that. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Well, it's good to talk to you on this wonderful day, finally, in Washington.
Yeah, finally. We're getting a little bit of spring instead of summer. Vicky Tensing, you said last week the president cannot be indicted. Would you explain that to the people who are listening? I hold the same view. I've said it many times, but you've got the authority here. Why can't a president be indicted?
There are two OLC opinions. And OLC, as you all know, is the Office of Legal Counsel. And it really is... Although it's housed in the Justice Department, it really speaks on the law for the entire executive branch. And both of these opinions, one by a Republican Justice Department and one by a Democratic Justice Department, state that the president cannot be indicted for not only constitutional reasons, but also for very practical reasons. And I can go into them.
Please explain, because people need to internalize this before we go to the next question of whether he can be subpoenaed. He cannot be prosecuted. He can only be impeached. By the way, that goes back to Federalist 69 by Alexander Hamilton.
Well, the first opinion was 1973, Nixon and Watergate. Of course, OLC would be opining then. And they go back to an 1838 case where they say the president is beyond the reach of any other department. That's the constitutional basis. Like, he cannot be called to have to report to the judge any more than President Trump can call in John Roberts and say, hey, why did you screw up that Obamacare case?
Right.
Tell us what your reasoning was. It's the same principle. It's not that the president or Donald Trump is above the law. This is the way the Constitution was written.
And I might add, the president cannot tell Mitch McConnell what to do today. He cannot dictate to the Speaker of the House. This is called separation of powers.
That's right. Well, he can tweet it. McConnell doesn't have to listen, and usually he does not. But there were also some practical reasons, Hugh, and that was, where are you going to find a neutral jury?
True.
Washington, D.C., where it's 90% Democratic, a Republican just walks into the courtroom, is going to be convicted. And just forget a trial. The opinion says, if we do this, one prosecutor and a majority of a grand jury can undo a national election. We can't have that.
Very well said.
And
so extend us to
Congress, which represents the nation, should undo a national election.
And that's in the impeachment process. It's a purely constitutional division of labor. So take us now to the special counsel who is authorized under the regulation of the Department of Justice. And Bob Mueller, you probably know very well. Can he subpoena the president, in your view, to appear before a grand jury?
No, he cannot, for two reasons. One of them, it's an abuse of the grand jury, because according to the U.S. Attorney's Manual, the grand jury can only be used to bring back an indictment or a no-true bill, which means they refuse to indict. So for what purpose is he going to interview President Trump? It could only be that he would then present the testimony to Congress. But Congress, they shouldn't be using the tools of the executive branch if they're going to consider impeachment. Now, what Congress can do is say, well, Donald Trump refused to speak to Bob Mueller, therefore that's an impeachable offense.
Yes, they can. And let's underscore that. If Rudy Giuliani advises the special counsel that the president will not ever sit down with him, the special counsel can file a report that the Congress can take notice of, indicating that this was the fact sequence, and then the Congress can decide this term or next, this session or next, to impeach him for that reason.
Correct.
Now, explain.
Barr should not be using the tools of the executive branch to give to the legislative branch, because then that's, besides abusing the grand jury, that's a separation of power issue.
Now, can the president direct the deputy attorney general, who's got the lead here as a result of the attorney general's recusal, can the president direct Mr. Rosenstein to direct the special counsel not to subpoena him?
He could, technically, he could do so. I just don't think that that would be wise politically. My counsel to the president, and I, as you know, I'm only giving it now on radio, is that he should fight it in court, use it as a shield, not as a sword.
So if wait until a subpoena were to arrive and then challenge it as opposed. Now, you and I may have a difference of opinion here, but I'm interested in your logic. Why do you think it's politically bad for him to exercise his Article II powers to direct his own deputy attorney general not to do unconstitutional things?
I just think politically that, you know, the Republicans are so bad at messaging, and so they would not be able to defend that. But if he goes to court, you know, judge rules that this is unconstitutional or an abuse of the grand jury or whatever basis, then he's on much more solid political ground.
Okay. Now, Vicki Tenzing, I've got to be very careful here, because you and your husband, Joe DeGeneva, sat down with the president and talked about legal matters. You cannot reveal what you discussed with him. I don't intend for you to do that. I do ask, can you opine on what you would advise the president today about a request for an interview? Because I'm of the not now, not ever, never category. But Rudy Giuliani continues to go back and forth in his public statements about whether such interview will occur.
Maybe Rudy's just kind of positioning, playing. He and Donald Trump are like two peas in a pod. I think maybe that Rudy's kind of just jockeying around, playing games. But I predict in the end that Rudy will advise against sitting down, and of course it's always up to the client, so it's the president's call. But I would say, here's what I would say, and I've said this to another client who's a former member of Congress who we still talk, and he continues to thank me every day. I say, you know what, you want to go down that grand jury? I'm going to go stand in that door, and I pointed to the door in his office, and I said, and you're going to have to do it over my dead body.
So what is your answer to people who say the refusal to sit down is an admission against interest of guilt?
Well, no, it's not, because you have a Fifth Amendment right not to do so. But this is unconstitutional. This is not you or me. This is the President of the United States. He is diluting the presidency.
See, that's what
and answering to another branch.
There are two answers. There is a Fifth Amendment right, but my answer is he is the president of the United States and a unitary executive, and he ought not to submit to the demands of a lower ranking official within his own branch.
Right, and that's what Bob Mueller is, the lower ranking official. See, and this is distinguishable from Ken Starr. Ken Starr was appointed under the independent counsel statute, and Lordy knows what kind of legal animal that was, Hugh, as you well know.
I know. 8-1 upheld by the court. Very disappointing.
Disappointing. And, of course, Nino Scalia, God rest his soul, was the lone dissent. But we don't know what kind of animal it was. Was it a judicial animal? Was it an executive branch animal? But special counsel Bob Mueller, he was appointed under the regulations of the Justice Department. He is absolutely clearly an executive branch employee.
Now, talk to me a little bit, Victoria, about whether or not when the request comes, if the president turns it down, will it necessarily be public that the request came, or do you believe that the special counsel may himself be jockeying?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think there's a maybe 15-20% chance that Mueller would not subpoena the president because he knows the law. He knows the president. They've admitted that the president cannot be indicted, so why is he using the grand jury? But I would counsel the president. You just put him right on that plane to either say I'm going to subpoena you or not. Do not work out a deal, not even for one question. because that is a violation of the separation of powers.
100%. 1,000% agree. Let me switch subjects. The reports in the New York Times and the Washington Post have given us a very good indication, building on the reporting of Chuck Ross for the Daily Caller, of who is the FBI, quote, informant. As I said, I meet the press yesterday. I don't know if it's an informant or an agent or
an agent provocateur.
Right.
That's probably.
Does the president have the authority, in your view, to direct the Department of Justice to provide his counsel with a confidential report of everything that the FBI and the DOJ did vis-a-vis his campaign in 2016?
Yeah, if the department is saying that that's classified, then he can declassify it and get that made public. I mean, you know, forget confidential and have it made public. I said first, Hugh, back in December on Fox and Friends, that there was a brazen plot to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump.
Vicki, if we can,
to be the term.
If we can hold you through the break, I would like to. I've got an open segment after the break. I'd love to come back to this because I believe he has that authority as well, and we need to talk about this. So we'll have our producer pick up and talk to you. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America, from the ReliefFactor.com studio inside the Beltway. I'm Hugh Hewitt, continuing my conversation with Victoria Tensing. She is an old friend, known her a long time, back to the Reagan Department of Justice, although she actually had authority. I was just carrying briefcases in the old days. Vicki, we were talking before you went to break about the president's direction via Twitter yesterday that the DOJ is going to demand that today they get to the bottom of what this agent provocateur, informant, whatever this person is, was doing. What do you make of his demand, and what do you sense happened in 2016?
Well, let me just say that his demand was right on, and the response by Rod Rosenstein was embarrassing. It's a sham. He's going to have the IG look into it? The IG? Now, how is the IG going to talk to Sally Yates, who has left the department? The IG doesn't have that power. It doesn't have grand jury authority. What is this? It's a sham. There's no other word for it. Does Rod Rosenstein think we're all that stupid, that he's the only smart guy on the block?
Does the president have the authority to direct not an IG, but an investigation via an attorney? Explain for us.
Yes, and he should do so.
Explain how that would work.
Well, he's the chief law enforcement officer of the country, so he can certainly direct that an investigation occur.
So would he tell that to the Attorney General of the United States, or would he send a memo, would his White House counsel send a memo saying, no, not the IG, a U.S. attorney fully invested with the authority of that office, whether it be a Joe DiGenova, Jay Stevens, or somebody like that, has got to be given the authority to look into what happened here.
Yes, and somebody with grand jury authority. So whether it's a special counsel, oh, my, geez, do we have special counsels looking at the things that we know are criminal? You're asking me what do I think happened. I started to talk about it on the other side of the break, which was there was a plot. There was a brazen plot to get Hillary Clinton cleared from her clearly criminal culpability. And then if she didn't get elected, they would see to it that Donald Trump would have a horrible presidency in it. And indeed, it hampers somebody. All these people that go around saying, oh, well, if he's innocent, what's the problem? Well, let me tell you what the problem is. Scooter Libby had that issue. He went in and he said X before the grand jury, and somebody else said Y, and the Patrick Fitzgerald indicted him because his testimony was different from somebody else's. You can't, this is a strain on somebody. It's a mar on the presidency. Every time he needs to talk to a foreign leader, what do they do? They say, well, how's this investigation going?
So Vicki, just to go back and put a bow on it, why do you think Rod Rosenstein's response yesterday via Sarah Isgor-Flores is a sham?
Because the IG doesn't have any authority. The IG can only talk to people who are in the Justice Department. So how is he going to talk to Brennan? How is he going to talk to Clapper, Sally Yates, all these people who were involved in it?
Do you think a complete investigation would require an under oath interview of Mr. Brennan, Ms. Yates, and Mr. Comey?
Absolutely. They should have been in the grand jury. Now, my question is, why wasn't Rod Rosenstein already looking into this? What he should have said in response to the president's tweet was, well, we're already looking into that matter. Were just sitting around sucking their thumbs while all this has been going on?
Okay, so go up to 30,000 feet. What do you think happened? You're very wise in the ways of Washington and politics. I left town for 28 years. What do you think happened here in 2016?
I think there were never Trumpers in the government, and they truly believe that they're saving the country. They're evil people. That, well, we've got to save the country, so this is what we're going to do. And everything they did was unconstitutional. Remember, that's what Richard Nixon did. He thought that he was saving the country by his activity. It wasn't just basic corruptness of breaking in. He thought he needed to save the country.
Why do you doubt, though, Christopher Wray is a Republican, Rod Rosenstein is appointed by the president, Bob Mueller was the former FBI director appointed by George W. Bush. Why doubt those three people?
Because they're all never Trumpers.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.